Scott of the Shea, welfare.com. Final Days Report, episode 435. Folks, Trump is taking us to war. His job is to destroy Edom. Edom is the West. Edom is the United States. Edom is the old Roman Empire. Edom is Christianity. They're taking us to war, my friends. Plus, we're going to cover the Mark of the Beast system. Really, we cannot keep our eye off of this beast system that is consolidating everything. And if you're a pre-trib rapture, my friends, I'm post-trib. I think you're going to be here the entire time. You will see the Antichrist, the man of perdition. Check out our study, How to Read the Book of Revelation. Many pre-tribbers have actually switched their doctrine after going through that study on sjwellfire.com. I'm convinced Israel is the woman of the book of Revelation. I'll actually put the thumbnail on a couple different studies that we've done there as well. Israel sits on seven hills. Israel is called the great city. When you look at hermeneutics, the great city is called Sodom in Egypt, where they crucified Christ. They didn't crucify Christ in Rome, called the great whore. You look at Old Testament scripture, how they called Israel a whore. Jesus actually told the Sadducees and Pharisees, you killed the prophets. Then you look at the book of Revelation with the woman. It talks about how they can kill the prophets no more. Pretty deep study that we've done. And I'm not saying do not look at Rome, because they're obviously a power player. But you need to think about this. The woman rides the beast, will get kicked off, and the 10 kings will hate her. Now, what happens in the end of days is Israel, Jerusalem, gets surrounded by all the armies of the world, probably after the 10 kings come into power. United States is probably taken out and can't protect Israel. So all of this really makes sense when you dive deep into it and you get rid of the Schofield Bible doctrine. Look up Schofield Bible on SJ Wellfire. We dive deep into that psychological operation. But I want to play Netanyahu. This seems like a threat to me. Folks, we need to really look at how false flags are going to be showing up here in the United States like you would not believe. They're taking us to war. So look for a USS Liberty style where Israel actually bombed that ship and it was so covered up. Something either on our soil and or our Navy, different vessels, they're going to get us riled up to go for war. Because if you think about it, the Greater Israel Project to expand the land, it seems Israel can just bomb and send missiles. But can they really take land? Now, I know they've decimated Gaza. Most of Gaza is just blown up, controlled demolition, total genocide, total removal of people. I mean, that's not even debated anymore. If you have ISIS, that's why they need to censor everything, right? So who's in power? You know who's in power and who rules you on who you cannot criticize, grounded in logic. So let's play this video. This is a veiled threat. You're going to see so much destruction. And it reminds me as well of, I remember watching a video, I think I played it as well, of a rabbi who talked of another rabbi who wanted to see the towers before they fell down. He said, say goodbye to the towers. It was just interesting. Jews did not show up to work on 9/11. Kind of wild. Let's play this.
It's Tel Aviv. Tomorrow it's New York. I understand America first. I don't understand America dead. That's what these people want. They chant death to America. So we're doing something that is in the service of mankind, of humanity, and it's a battle of good against evil. America should and does stand with the good. That's what President Trump is doing, and I deeply appreciate his support.
John Carl joins me now. So John, what else did he say about President Trump and how he wants the U.S. to play a role here, or did he?
Well, look, he praised President Trump over and over again in this interview. He knows that he needs the United States' support, at least in terms of doing what the U.S. is doing now, which is helping Israel defend itself from those retaliatory attacks from Iran. So it was all couched in a thank you, President Trump. You've been Israel's best friend. But he made it clear that he would like to see more. He didn't come out and directly say it in those ways, but
you're going to see false flags on American soil to get us riled up, just like 911. You can smell it a mile away. They need you to sacrifice your sons and daughters. And yes, we did a podcast. I'll see if I can find the thumbnail about your daughters can be drafted. Look for your daughters to be drafted for this war. They need to sacrifice Edom. That's what Operation Warp Speed was about, this biodigital convergence. Maybe I'll put the insider video that I've played multiple times at the end of this video. All of this to me is a script. This war is a script, my friends. So NBC News, how Trump went from opposing Israel strikes on Iran to reluctant support. No, it's going to be full support. Breaking, U.S. tells allies it will not join war unless Iran targets Americans. So you know it's going to happen. I've been warning about how we've been allowed by design to be invaded by Chinese military age men. I did dream about that. It's called Kissinger's War years ago. And then I found a video where this high-powered CEO with a really cool company gave an interview, and he said he filmed with one of his clients that was being invaded 1,000 military-aged Chinese men in one location in one night crossing the Mexican border, allowed to happen. So you're telling me, with all of our technology and drone surveillance and Starlink and everything else, that we can't stop this invasion? I'm not buying it for a second. It's not political. It's a strategy. U.S. Inc. is bankrupt. They want their one world government. Satan has but a short time, my friends. So something's brewing up in the next 24, 72 hours. Israel's U.S. ambassador says Beeper operation will seem simple compared to actions against Iran. Do you remember Kissinger and Trump? We've played both of them. Said we have so much stronger weapons than nukes. Dark energy weapons, scalar weapons. That's why this whole nuclear bomb thing I find kind of ironic. If the U.S. has bigger weapons than nukes, why do they care? They could just wipe Iran off the face of the map. Earthquake weapons. So the theater as well, Tucker Carlson's pushing back against Trump and attacking Iran, potentially. All this drama, to me, between Tucker and Trump, it reminds me of just, again, setting up false flags. Now, Tucker, CIA, Kabbalah bracelet. But Tucker did say he was attacked by a demon, and then he slowly morphed into Christianity. He actually had some Christian people on his podcast. Not that I watch them. People send me the videos, or I see them on my news feed. But then he had somebody on about Noahide laws. So I don't trust any of them, but it's just interesting because I want to play a video of a famous, I'm not sure if he's a rabbi or a Kabbalah Jew, what he is, but he's talking about paying off Tucker Carlson. He's like, Tucker Carlson, you stand for nothing. So is Tucker kind of not playing the script? Has he gone a little rogue? I don't know. Ultimately, expect false flags because Trump and Israel are being painted in a corner.
Okay, this is my message to Tucker Carlson, to Ken Sons, anti-Semites of the same stripe. Tucker, I don't even think you are an anti-Semite. I actually think that you stand for absolutely nothing except money and fame. I used to do your show when you were on MSNBC when you were a liberal. And then before that, you wrote for the Standard that was run by Mr. Crystal, owned by Rupert Murdoch. Then you were conservative. Then you came back to CNN and you were like halfway in the middle. Then you went to Fox and you became conservative. Then you did your own show and now you're an anti-Semite. How much money do we Jews have to like slip you for you to like support Israel now that you come out so strong against it? It's all for you, it's just about money and fame. You stand for nothing. You're the biggest fraud on earth, Tucker Carlson. It's not that I don't think you aren't an anti-Semite. I think you are. It's just that I think we can pay you off and then you would stop being one because you represent nothing. You are one big zero. And I believe that your entire career is going to just crater. Now to Candace Owens. You are an anti-Semite. It's in your heart. you have a demonic hatred of the Jewish people. But the good news is there is one moral man in your family, and his name is Lord Farmer. He's your father-in-law, and he publicly hates your guts. He despises you. Do you know what it takes? I have, thank God, four sons-in-law and a daughter-in-law. I want them to like me because they have access. They can control my access to my grandchildren, to my children that they married. It's amazing how much. Just imagine what your father-in-law risked to come out and say how much he hates your guts and hates your views. He risked access to his grandchildren. You can cut off his relationship with his son probably because you're that mean. And he still did it. That's how much your own father-in-law hates your guts. Need I say more? Bye, Candace.
And they need to create drama to get your sons and daughters to fight for Israel. It's just they need chaos to bring in this AIB system. You can see it, my friends. So they set the stage. Once these so-called sleeper cells, which I think they're here, are activated, look out, my friends. It's going to get interesting. Now, here I want to play and discuss a couple things why I think this is a script. But then I'm going to actually show one slide. Well, maybe Iran's a thorn in the New World Order's final beast kingdom. So let's read. I think I've played this before. Kuwaiti researcher Asha Rashid claimed in a recent interview that Iran, Israel, America, Britain, France, and Turkey were tools of Zionist Freemasonry. According to Rashid, Ayatollah Khomeini was not Iranian and Hassan Nasrallah is not Lebanese. Both were planted by Zionist Freemasonry. The Americans, she claimed, have a plan for a third world war in order to divide up the Arab world again. And Hamas, the military wing of the Muslim Brotherhood, was created by the Israeli Mossad, right? That's a fact. There is no war. It's merely an illusion, said Rashid, when the interviewer protested that Hamas was waging a war against Israel, adding, this is in 2018, her interview, you can say bye-bye to the rights of the Palestinian people. The interview was posted on the internet May 9th, 2018. Got this post from Revelation and Rabbit Holes. And look what has happened in Gaza. Purely wiped off the face of the map. Pure genocide, pure land grab. Going after the natural gas reserves, turning it into the Mediterranean Riviera. I mean, good night, my friends. But let's, you know, I'm gonna play her video at the end and you can read the subtitles. Check that out. Now, here is where this another proof point. This is theater. So, and I've covered this multiple times. The Iranian parliament building pyramid with 33 windows on a side. So this is from Navigating the Lies. It's all coming together. Rising geopolitical tensions, chaos on American soil, protest riots, talks of martial law and Iranian sleeper cells in the states. Deagle report, right? The genocide report of 80%, 78% of American population gone by 2025. Whether these events come to fruition or not is unknown, but I do believe there's a serious testing of faith coming for all of us who believe. Examine yourself, abide in the doctrine of Christ, seek to be spirit-led, and always pray for discernment. God bless you all. I think the author nailed it there. Now, here's the counter part that I've mentioned for the last 4 years. I thought there were four countries because I thought Russia was part of this as well. But there was debate about Russia. Only three countries left without a Rothschild central bank. Rothschilds want Iran's banks. Could gaining control of the Central Bank of Islamic Republic of Iran, CBI, be one of the main reasons that Iran is being targeted by Western and Israeli powers? As tensions are building up for the unthinkable war with Iran, it is worth exploring Iran's banking system compared to its U.S., British, and Israeli counterparts. So this is one where they might be a thorn in the side of the New World Order. The next story I want to cover, I found just interesting when you think about our hypothesis that Elon Musk is the false prophet of the Book of Revelation and that his religion is scientism, transhumanism, biodigital convergence, brain-to-computer interface, a puppet, wouldn't survive without government contracts. So here's the story in context of the Iranian situation. Musk says he is providing Iran with Starlink as regime restricts the internet. So the theory is, put in Starlink that will track everyone, that will enforce the mark of the beast once it's fully implemented, where you can't buy or sell unless you're worshiping the image, which I think will be a hologram. So under the guise of regime change, with Iran and Israel fighting each other, give free internet to actually have the people rise up and conquer leader that has been implemented. Do you see how this works? Do you see how Starlink expands? And we did a podcast as well of the strategy to get America's AI everywhere and Starlink everywhere. The tariffs that Trump actually did that were not grounded in reciprocal tariffs. They were grounded in deficit, real dollars versus a trade rate. And part of the negotiation was, hey, implement Starlink, implement ChatGPT. Can't make any of this up. And here's a good old picture of Elon Musk and the Palantir CEO, Alex Karp. Palantir is that pre-crime software that Trump is implementing across all government agencies that we've covered. Check out some of our latest VCasts. And that also has its tentacles into the targeting system of Gazans called the Gospel. You can't make this up. This should make every Christian Zionist shaking. That Palantir, this pre-crime software, this all-knowing predictive analytics software that kills people, according to the CEO, Alex Karp, is called the Gospel. The fence is caving on us. All right, the next story I want to cover, Netanyahu says he actually is going to go after Pakistan. This is an old video, so is Pakistan next? And just some of the other countries, and again, I think it's all scripted. China warns of serious consequences after Israeli strikes on Iran, urges de-escalation. And I thought this was fascinating. Russia is going to grow rich as oil refineries get destroyed, as oil tankers get destroyed. So Russia is going to be able to pump their military-industrial complex like you wouldn't believe. But you need to think about this. These countries are all on the same page because they all had their version of Operation Warp Speed. We saw global governance during the pandemic, but let's play this quick video. This is fascinating, my friends.
Mission that we have is to prevent a militant Islamic regime from meeting up with nuclear weapons or from nuclear weapons meeting up with a militant Islamic regime. The first is called Iran. The second is called Pakistan. Because if these radical regimes have nuclear weapons, they will not obey the rules that have been obeyed in the last almost 7 decades.
And Pakistan said they're aligned with Iran, so the whole thing is going to be wild, my friends. All right, continuing down the path that this is all just theater, and China allowed to invade the United States for this New World Order beast system, and I think Chinese soldiers here will be activated after chaos, after civil war. And I remember I've had 2 or 3 dreams of being invaded by Chinese soldiers. And one of them was pray that they get saved, that these invaders get saved. I thought that was a very, very fascinating dream. And again, my first dream was called Kissinger's War, if you want to check that out. And I've talked about the why. Why would our politicians, and again, I don't think this is a left-right thing. I think that's totally a Hegelian dialectic to move us where they want to move us. Divide and conquer, Hegelian dialectic. But we've speculated that it's all about merging artificial intelligence in this beast system and the social credit score. And this was alarming from Vice on HBO, that their tracking system is literally called Skynet in China. You cannot make this up. So again, expect false flags here in the United States. Get us into World War III. Boom. China, Russia attacks Cuba, and potentially Muslims and or Mexico or both. This is crazy, but check this video out.
The government can collect about its 1.4 billion citizens. Everyone over the age of 16 is required to have an official state-issued ID card that the government now wants to use to centralize all that information. And China is investing heavily in tech companies to help transform.
Same playbook with Palantir and the United States, by the way.
Transform that government data into a virtually omniscient surveillance network. One of those companies is Megvii. It recently received a capital investment of nearly $500 million, part of which is from a state-run VC fund. But the name chosen for its premier piece of technology is a bit of a tell.
Skynet, yeah. What is that?
The Terminator is the favorite film of our founder. So they use the same name, but they want to put something good into this system.
So, okay, in the Terminator, Skynet is evil, rains down death from the sky. But in China, Skynet is good.
Yeah, that's the difference.
So how do you think your facial recognition technology will change China?
Everything happened in the public can be recorded. We can know exactly what happened in every second, in every corner of the city. This is a video stream in a subway station by our smart camera. So we can capture every face.
Second, third day of Trump's administration, he announces Stargate, the AI data center with Larry Ellison and others, Sam Altman. And Larry Ellison, we've played the video, said that Utopia will be, we will film you 24/7, even when you take a bathroom break. We'll give you your so-called privacy, but we're really still going to film you, and we'll just get a court order from a judge if you do something wrong, or we suspect you doing something wrong. Wings of the same bird. And we played a video from somebody that worked in the military industrial complex for 17 years, an IT guy, and he said, look, we're going to promote you, but you need to actually drop that China is our enemy. Can't make any of this up.
Is in real time, still like some criminal person is out there. There is the red box. So there is a warning to the police station that there is a criminal person. So I need to locate them.
So when it looks out onto a crowd, it's tracking all these faces and it's cross-checking those faces against what?
Criminal database.
And how many fugitives have been apprehended through this system?
Over 3,000 cases in nationwide. Wow. Yeah. Just one year.
In 1 year?
Yeah, 1 year.
Wow. So what you're working on now already seems like sci-fi. What do you think the future will look like in like 5 years?
Have you seen a film just like Black Mirror? You just stand there and your face, there is a point. So maybe that is the future.
But that's like a horror show.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think that is maybe the kind of the future. Every people have their social points, I think.
If you like spit gum on the sidewalk, it would
be. Yeah,
record.
Your points, maybe.
Absolute insanity. All right. How does this fit scripture? And then I'm going to actually cover more Mark of the Beast news. You need to think about Matthew 24, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of war. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places, different places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. Have enough faith to not give up Christ, to not take the mark of the beast. Endure to the end. This is not our kingdom. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And the sister passage, Mark 13:8, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be earthquakes in diverse places and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginning of sorrows. Now, here's the kicker. Here's something that I am looking for. And I had a dream about this. So when I was studying this, it was brought back to me. Luke 21:10-11. So get this. This, I think, is a marker for World War III. Then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places and famines and pestilence. And get this, and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. In this ministry, we've covered some wild things that people have seen. And personally, I wonder, a dual purpose of the chemtrails, is it that they're blocking something? Are they blocking fearful sights from the firmament? In fearful sights and great signs, there shall be from heaven waves roaring, right? So I think we're going to see something where you can't mistake it. And that might mistaken it. That might be where they launch UFOs and aliens. Who knows? But I think we'll see something in the heaven. All of this, that again, fits the SEAL 2 of war. Personally, I think this could be about optogenetics, brother against brother. The third SEAL is really about inflation. But if you can't pay for food, I'm sure there's going to be a famine. And then the fourth SEAL, death by sword, hunger, and pestilence. All of this parallels each other. And one of the things I really have a passion for is just hermeneutics. Let the Bible define the Bible. And I'm going to go over Old Testament scripture next. But the thing here of signs in the heaven, signs above, I just thought this was hilarious. From Men's Journal, senior Army official makes startling admission about soldier astronaut on the moon. Really? I don't believe it for a second. I just don't believe this. But it appears they're trying to weaponize so-called space. Because do they know what's coming? In the end, God's going to burn it all. And so Matthew 24:4, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. All right, let's go back into Old Testament scripture of what we just read with Matthew 24, Mark, and Luke. Daniel 12, and at the time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. That means saved. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. I think that's the post-trib rapture is what I believe. I used to be mid-trib and I moved to post. I think mid has a good leg to stand on as well. And mid and post, or mid does not bother me, because mid-trib rapture prepare Christians to maybe become a martyr, to give the ultimate sacrifice. Isaiah 13, verses 8 through 10, and they shall be afraid. Pangs and sorrows shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that traveleth. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened. And this fits Revelation as well. So there's so many passages about signs in the heaven. So that's something that I'm continuously looking for. All right. I want to do a pivot from taking us to the theater of war and false flags to the Mark of the Beast system playbook, because you can't just think war. You need to think about this Mark of the Beast system, but you need to think about who is behind censoring us. Now, they definitely censored us during Operation Warp Speed, but ultimately, I've said this for 4 years, they're going to censor the Bible. And this is not from my wisdom. I had a dream right after I became a Christian in 2008 about people going to church hiding their Bible, people going to church in office buildings, lip-syncing songs, and people hiding their Bible, worshiping in a barn. So there'll come a day they're going to censor the Bible under the guise of hate speech with Romans 1 and being anti-Semitic. And then also, as we've been warning for 4 years about Noahide laws, you can see that that will be run out of the Sanhedrin. And Musk, my friends, we've done a series as Elon Musk, the false prophet of the book of Revelation. 378 is the first of the series. And I really was scripture heavy there. So check that out on sjwellfire.com. And again, Twitter is not your friend. They've hooked up Twitter to their AI system, Grok. So Elon has talked about singularity has been accomplished. So everything you put on Twitter, on X, is understood. So then they can predict the future. And the CEO of X is a World Economic Forum member. But check this video out. This is a little bit long, but you know who controls you that you cannot criticize.
In reality, you know, I think, as we've talked about on your show many times, ADL has been very alarmed at the level of just raw toxic anti-Semitism. And on Twitter, let me be clear, I believe that hate speech is part of the price of free speech. I think we've got to be willing in a democracy to tolerate ideas that we really don't like, that we even detest. But there's something different about incitement and threats. So I'm not talking about conspiracy theories that are, you know, without consequence, but claims that, you know, Jews invented the Holocaust, or that we want to kill non-Jewish children, or that Israel is committing genocide and murdering people wantonly, and so on and so forth. This is really problematic, Joe, and it has real-world consequences. So while we have been concerned, and I've expressed it on this show, where would Elon take the platform? I've now had several conversations with him. He held an audience, not just with me, but I brought together other civil rights leaders from our Stop Hate for Profit coalition. And, you know, actions speak louder than words, but I'm encouraged by what I heard this week.
You are? Okay. Can you give us some color on that? What did you hear?
Sure. So, you know, first and foremost, privately and then in the larger group, he told me and the cohort, which included the NAACP, Color of Change, Free Press. By the way, the George Bush Presidential Center, not exactly bleeding heart liberals, Joe, and the Asian American Foundation. We all came together, and he said, number one, I am not going to re-platform people who've been kicked off the service until we have a clear and transparent process. More than that, I will not do it until after the election results are certified. Secondly, he committed to maintaining the election integrity effort to make sure that disinformation doesn't prevail on the platform in the days around the election. And then finally, he recommitted to a content moderation platform council and offered to include us in it. But more than any of that, Joe, he then tweeted out what we talked about publicly. So look, like I said, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I still have a lot of concerns. But I was really encouraged that he took the meeting, that he listened earnestly. I would tell you, like, he was very present for the whole conversation. And then he did what he said he was going to do. That's a lot more than I've seen from Mark Zuckerberg, than I've seen from other tech CEOs. I'm glad that Elon did it.
I find that interesting because we just covered an article that IDF techies and IDF soldiers hold high positions at Meta, Zuckerberg's company.
Didn't know that's what you're going to come on and say, Jonathan, but I'm gratified as well. Now, okay, so now we decide what the goal is. Now you're figuring out how to get there. The devil's going to be
that's
in
right.
the details, I think.
Yeah, and look, Elon is 4 days into owning the four business days into owning the company. He certainly doesn't have it all figured out yet, and it's crazy to think that he would. But the reality is, Twitter has been a hellscape for a long time. Raw anti-Semitism, the kind of sludge that Kanye West has been promoting, that people like Richard Spencer have been promoting, that others have. He said to us, he said, I don't want hate. I don't want threats. I want to increase the joy. We all agreed with that. And so, again, the proof is in the pudding. But he told us the right things. He then tweeted out his commitments. That's more than I've seen from any other executives in his cohort.
Kanye West, we've covered him. I think that is nothing short of a false flag so that censorship of free speech can happen. And if you're a huge Trump fan, we've done 2 to 3 podcasts of Trump calling to censor the net. Wings of the same bird. Break from it. Break from it, my friends. Now, I thought this was alarming. And again, this is talking about the Mark of the Beast system. This is more in lines with money. Walmart and Amazon are exploring issuing their own stable coins. Corporate coins could take payment activities away from banks and the traditional financial system. Can you imagine this? They're redefining what money is. All this will be on the blockchain. Will corporations be at the forefront of social credit scores? Because I can't remember if it was Visa or a major bank or both that were really trying to put the screws on purchasing bullets and guns. I'll see if I can find that story. What are we seeing here, my friends? This screams central bank digital currency. This screams behavior modification on what you can buy. And another podcast that we did is The Delusion of Choice. It is mind-bending when you look at different categories on how consolidated they really are. I'll see if I can get the thumbnail. That was maybe one of the first 30 podcasts that I did. Delusion of Choice, Sheep to the Slaughter. They're burning down the old system, my friends, and they're bringing on this Mark of the Beast system. I thought this was alarming. One of my jobs during my professional career was a marketing executive, and it was strategy. How do we change behavior? How do we change thoughts, feelings, and attitudes via triggers? And it was a long-term strategic play, and I can see where they're going with this. Does this behoove them to actually launch their different stable coins, whatever they want to call it? All of it will be on the blockchain, my friends. All right, I covered this last VCast, but this is so important because it really is the icing on the cake of this Mark of the Beast system. U.S. Army bringing in big tech executives as lieutenant colonels. And I will not read this. You can check out the last VCast, but they're merging the military-industrial complex to tech. And the last couple stories that I've talked about, I have a theory or a hypothesis, something that I'm watching, and I'm not saying thus says the Lord, but are the 10 kings tech companies? When I see stories like this, where these mega tech companies and what we just saw from China, will they give their power over to the Antichrist to rule the world? Something to consider, my friends. Prepare for false flags. Prepare for war. The scripture of signs in the heaven, I think that's a key marker that the Lord gave us as well when this really goes down. But the chaos is overwhelming. I could do a podcast daily and have no fear. We did not have the spirit of fear. But in a way, be comforted because the good word is coming true right before your eyes. And if you're not saved, get saved, my friends. Thank you for your support. Keep me in the fight. I'm telling you, I'll be bold. God bless.
Iran here had أذرع الماسونية الصهيونية.
إيران.
نعم، أحد أذرع الماسونية الصهيونية، والهدف هو هدفها أكبر من ذلك.
في دليل على الكلام ما يخالف على أساس المشاهد يقول.
نعم.
وين
لا لا لا.
واحد يمكن جاي طالعنا يقول وين الدليل تقولي.
لحظة يا فهمك أي دليل الأدلة الدامغة كلها.
شلون؟
أدوات الماسونية الصهيونية إيران وإسرائيل وأمريكا. وبريطانيا وفرنسا هذه الدول هي أدوات الماسونية الصهيونية والتركية لأن أنت لازم تعرف أولا من صنع الثورة الخمينية أو من هو الخميني الخميني لم يكن إيرانيا كان أساسا هندوسيا عايش في بريطانيا تم زراعته في العراق وتدريبه ثم أخذوا إلى فرنسا ومن فرنسا أتوا به إلى أين؟ إلى طهران مثل حسن نصر الله ليس لبنانيا لا ليس لبنانيا هو في الأصل إيراني الأصل وزرع في لبنان نظام الملالي كله من اللي صنعه؟ سمعت الماسونية الصهيونية لتدمير الوطن العربي وتدمير الإسلام الأخوان من صنعهم؟ الماسونية الصهيونية عن طريق المستخبارات الأمريكية طيب سيد قطب من وين؟ من صنع أساساً؟ الماسونية الصهيونية المخابرات الأمريكية إذا وجهين لعملة واحدة
هل ضربات إسرائيل على سوريا كانت تستهدف حزب الله؟ خاصة ضربات الأخيرة؟
شوف هم عندهم مخطط الحرب العالمية الثالثة لإعادة تقسيم الوطن العربي بعد ما فشلوا في الربيع العربي
من هو هذول؟
الأمريكان كانت الخطة إن اللي هو بعد 100 سنة تتغير خريطة الوطن العربي وتصبح خريطة جديدة
خلينا نقول إسرائيل بعض يقول إسرائيل اللي خططت لكل هذه العملية
الماسونية الصهيونية
الماسونية الصهيونية
لأن الماسونية الصهيونية اللي هي أحد أذرعتها إسرائيل وهي تحلم بماذا؟ بإسرائيل الكبرى من النيل إلى الفرات القضية الفلسطينية الكل تاجر بها خاصة الفلسطينيين أنفسهم سواء حماس أو فتح حماس صناعة من؟ صناعة الموساد الإسرائيلي. حماس هي نفسها التي تقتل الفلسطينيين، وهي الجناح العسكري لجماعة الإخوان المسلمين.
صحيح، بس هي دائما في حرب مع إسرائيل.
ماكو هذا حرب لذكر رماد في العيون، ماكو. من قالك أنها تحمل لواء المقاومة؟ ما حد قتل الفلسطينيين إلا حماس.
هل يعني زرعت حماس يعني تفتيك القضية الفلسطينية، لإضعاف القضية الفلسطينية وحقوق الشعب الفلسطيني؟
حقوق الشعب الفلسطيني أصلا راحت بالباي باي.
You're a power gay in a bomb shelter with sexy Tel Aviv power gays. What do you think, guys? You could be anywhere in the world. I think I kind of want to be here. All these hunky Israeli boys. Scared for our lives. Who knows what we might get up to here in this bomb shelter. And tonight, in our bomb shelter, we're organizing a gay sex party. He found a bomb shelter with air conditioning. Very breathable, very comfortable. The Iron Dome will protect us, enjoying the power of raw, strong Israeli manpower. No weakness. And if you're afraid of strong men, you better watch out for weak men, or even worse, evil lesbian jihadis. We've got your number, all of you, you terror supporters, you absolute monsters.
A big deal, lot. 2 meters from my house, Shelly. Why, why, why? Al Mossad, it's like Al Mossad, afilu. Wow.
So you did not inject GP1, 5PP14 developed by my people, the Israelis at MIT with HIV in it, right?
No.
Is that exactly what it is? This is a genocide by the Israelis. They're getting rid of all you Americans. You're all part of the land of Edom. They consider Donald Trump their Mashiach. I don't know if you know this. Do you know that they gave Donald Trump the silver crown of the Torah recently, which is to be put on the head of the Messiah? Do you know this?
Who's that?
163 Orthodox rabbis.
Oh, wow.
Came together at Trump's golf course and handed him the silver crown. Do you know any of them?
Nope.
They gave him a menorah about 2 weeks ago, and on the bottom, the inscription says, the Prince of Peace, an utterance out of the prophet Isaiah for the Mashiach, the Messiah. Do you know that happened? So you guys have no idea that they, in Israel, the Knesset, and in the Sanhedrin, have proclaimed Donald Trump the Messiah. Nope. You know none of this.
They gave Trump the silver crown of the Torah. Got that?
That's the silver crown of Jerusalem. This is to be given to the Messiah and the Messiah only.
Wait, let me see that.
And 163 Orthodox Jewish rabbis gave Donald Trump the silver crown of the Torah. I worked 4 years on Trump's campaign team. These guys are, this is the inscription which you can't read, but you can read it here. They're calling him the Prince of Peace. This is an utterance out of the prophet Isaiah. Donald Trump is considered the Mashiach of Israel, the Messiah, according to these rabbis who run your country. The whole COVID agenda was done by Zionist Jews, and they want all you people dead here in the land of Edom. They consider Donald Trump the head of Edom. They're going to kill you people off with this injection. You're considered Amalek, and they want all you people dead. My Instagram is Trump_played_you, Trump played you. My son's dying from this shot that Donald Trump brought out through a military operation, Warp Speed, March 27, 2020, approved by the DOD. Warn your fellow Americans, this whole thing by this COVID agenda is all dual citizenship Zionist Jews. I used to be a hardcore Zionist. They want all you people dead, and Trump is their Messiah. Make no mistake of it. He will return.
Can I see the back of your shirt?
All right.
Go Trump.
Yeah, Trump's going to kill all you people.